Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and God's morning
Welcome to Spend Time with God on the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. And before we get into the meat of the episode, you know what we do. We do our positive affirmations.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavendaire. Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind. Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
Once again, God's morning. Thanking God that we woke up 6 feet over, not under. We're alive with another day, another chance. And we have to choose what we're going to do with it. I first like to start off giving a shout out to our top five listeners, United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. Yes, India. We are so grateful. Appreciate you listening, tuning in, and spending time with God daily. And once again, I am your host, Cassandra Brand. The chat room is open. Now, I've never had anyone in the chat room so far, but I am looking forward to the experience and expanding with this show. Please follow this broadcast to receive notifications. It may ask you some questions, but you're not obligated. It's free. Okay? And it's not for spamming issues. It's just to notify you when Spend Time with God show pops up or have an upload live show. It'll just send you a notification. My contact information is purposeclosure@gmail.com. purposeclosure@gmail.com. You can use that email for advertisement or sponsorship if you're interested in airtime, if you have prayer requests, and also for donations. Because you don't want to sow a seed without a need. So we always want to pray over your donations and your seeds. Check out my YouTube channel. It's growing. Right now, Spend Time with God is my priority because I really want to grow and operate in the spirit of excellence and don't want to feel, not feel, but don't want to be torn, because when you multitask, one task is going to be neglected because either task is not getting the full attention. Right now, spending time with God is my priority, and I pray that it is yours as well. Website. Check out the website, thepurposeofclosure.com. You can purchase my books there in the bookstore, or you can go to Amazon. The Purpose of My Closure. That volume 1, 2, 3. And then we have the last book, which is 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married. Not to discourage marriage, but to be aware of the cost, not even financially, but emotionally, spiritually. Because you don't want to be unevenly yoked, and marriage is a union for God. It's for God, the husband, and the wife, and the children, and that order. And when you take one out of the equation, and somewhere, somebody, something will lack. The bonus shows is blogtalkradio.com/thepurposeofclosures. Those are the evening shows where we have real life experience and lessons. Okay. Also, Tony Gaskin, Are Some Pastors Burnt Out? Check that out on YouTube. I've listened to it about 5 or 6 times, because every time I listen to it, I got a new revelation. That's how powerful that short video brought so much and fed my spirit. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now, we're on the episode of the names of God. Amen. The names of God. When someone call you by your name, you answer, right? But if they call you by some profanity name, you get upset, you don't answer, you don't respond. I'm just using a scenario. Amen. But before we get into it, y'all know my favorite song.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. Everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah, yeah. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Can you help me say it?
Because El Shaddai is our supplier, okay? That I was thinking about that when I listened to this song. It's just that song. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song because I'm quite sure, individually and collectively, we felt like we've lost everything. But when you have El Shaddai in your life, your supplier, you still have everything. Amen. Now, let's get down into the meat. It's not going to be a big long ceremony. Just some words to impart into your spirit as you have your journal. I pray that you do have your paper and pen or pencils and paper, and you're writing down notes and scriptures and that you can meditate on through the day or at night. I fall asleep with paper and pen in the bed with me, with myself. That's what I do. And when a revelation comes to me, I write it down. I even use index cards. I have them all over the desk. I need to clear them out because now I end up tearing them up because the manifestation has already came through the affirmations of I am. Now, El Shaddai, today we know God is in his fullness, and Jehovah, yet the fullness is not only found in the name Jehovah, but also in the name of El Shaddai, our supplier. It's the same God, different names, not a religion. It's all about a relationship. Like, my name is Cassandra, but my friends call me Sandy. I answer to either one. No disrespect. White people call me Cassie. Some people try to call me Sandra, but I'm still the same person. Now, El Shaddai, God Almighty, my supply, my nourishment, the third name of God used seven times in the Old Testament, was revealed to Abraham. Called Abraham at that time. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai. Walk before me. And be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Genesis 17:1. At the age of 99, with his wife womb barren, it would seem that God's promise that Abraham's seed would inherit the land would have been impossible to fulfill. Yet, he experienced a revelation of El Shaddai as God's promise was fulfilled through birth of his son Isaac. The seed came after the revelation of El Shaddai, the supplier, the nourisher, and all-sufficient one. God made a covenant with Abraham the moment he received the revelation, saying, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. That's Genesis 17:5-6. Today, as I said before, we know God in his fullness as Jehovah. Yet fullness is not only found in the name Jehovah, but also in the name of El Shaddai, our supplier. He is everything that we could possibly need exactly when we need it. I want you to meditate on your journal when you write your thoughts, whatever comes to your mind. You'll know if it's from the Holy Spirit, it lines up with God's word. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will direct your path. That's how we get closure, because A lot of us has been taught some deep-rooted religion and a lot of error. So we have to renew our mind and line it up according to God's word. El Shaddai supplies everything, excuse me, we could possibly need exactly when we need it. Excuse me. focus, Google, study El Shaddai. But I found something here I wanted to share with you. God is not an author of confusion, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So this is what stuck out to me. I'm going to share it with you. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. That never change. It never change. First seen in Genesis 17:1. Here it says, used 48 times in the Bible, sometimes without El, simply as Shaddai. Because God is not an author of confusion. El is likely related to the word Elohim, which we talked about before in the beginning of this episode, and is used in conjunction with the descriptive words to specifically reference a particular characteristic of God. Shaddai derives from the word for a woman's breast. I'm going to spell the word out. Shad, S-H-A-D. And literally means many-breasted ones. This denotes God as provider, supplying, nourishing, and satisfying his people with their needs as a mother would her child. God, our sustainer. Now, if a woman is breastfeeding from herself to nourish a child, what more God will do for his children, men and women? He created woman in his image after his likeness. Amen. Shaddai is also related to a Hebrew word, shaddad, which means to overpower or destroy, referring to God's absolute power. This describes God as the one who triumphs over every obstacle and all oppositions. Now, obstacles are the only things that you see when you take eyes off the goal. If you stay focused on the goal, you won't see all the obstacles. They'll come, but you won't even really see them or acknowledge them. I'm learning a lot myself. And then some things are bringing back to my memories, because sometimes we backslide and sometimes we lose our way. But thank God for a straight path that we're always able to find our way back. The only time we get in a maze is when we turn away from the path. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I've been really trying to get some order on the time to have the show. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. daily. I'm not saying 7 days is too much. It's never too much because it's a lifestyle. I'm always spending time with God. So that now we can focus on the purpose of closures, Blog Talk Radio. Now I'll announce the time and the dates on that. But the bonus show is linked below, which I spoke on before earlier. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, if you are not saved, you can accept God. The Word of God said, repent from your ways, and he'll heal your land. No matter what you're going through, he's right here for you. Right here for you. I want you to take a few moments, And don't try to talk yourself out of it. But just say, I want to know Jesus. I want to be in the kingdom of God. I want to have a relationship with God. Or, God, I'm hurting, and I don't know what to do. We're going to, after this right here, what we're going to do is have a salvation prayer. Amen. Lord Jesus. See, the devil is busy. I had the phone, I had it on mute. So let's start. Let's start our new life with Christ. You can have real lasting peace today through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Start your four-step journey now. Step one, God's purpose, peace, and life. God loves you and wants you to experience peace and eternal life, abundant and eternal. The Bible says that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans 5 and 1. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3 and 16. Jesus came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10 and 10. Now, why don't most people have this peace and abundant life that God planned for us to have? Why? Step two, the problem, sin separates us. Sin does separate us from God because it makes you feel guilty. You know, when you're cheating in a relationship and you have that hidden guilt because you're in a relationship with God. God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. He did not make us as robots to automatically love and obey him. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We choose to disobey God and go our own willful way. We still make this choice today. This results in separation from God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord Savior. Romans 6:23. Our choice results in separation from God. People have tried in many ways to bridge this gap between themselves and God. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is to a way of death. Proverbs 14:12. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Isaiah 5:59-2. No bridge reaches God except one. God's remedy is the cross. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave. He paid the penalty for our sins and bridged the gap between God and people. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 25. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Now I remind you that God, when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't die alone. There was a thief and a murderer right beside them, and they died together. Amen. Our response, receive Christ. We must trust Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and receive him by personal invitation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me, Revelation 3:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, John 1:12. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. Receive Jesus Christ right now. Here is how you can receive Jesus Christ. Admit your need. I am a sinner. Be willing to serve. And repent, ask God forgiveness. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. Through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life. Through the Holy Spirit, receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. So let us pray. And in your heart, or speak aloud, wherever you are, no matter what. This is what you say. Dear God, I know I am a sinner. I want to turn from my sins, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe he died for my sins, and that you raised him to life. I want him to come into my heart and to take control of my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forth. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to say, this is a continuation, not a graduation. It is a lifestyle. It's a process, but this is the beginning. Amen. Meditate and trust God. Signing off, host Cassandra Brand, spending time with God, 5 a.m. daily, Monday through Friday. Have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao.